from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Taco Tuesday in Baltimore. Get your feet on the floor. It's a scruggle. It's a scruggle.
I'm scruggling.
Let's get moving this morning, man. How you feel, Jay?
I'm good, man. It's funny, like, my favorite part of my day now, and I know this sounds stupid, but understanding what I'm going through is my drive into work every morning.
Right.
I put on my music and put it on shuffle, and I was telling, like, I heard 2 songs I haven't heard in, like, 15 years, and I sing at the top of my lungs while I'm driving in.
I can't listen to music in the morning when I come to work. I got to listen to what's going on around, like, this time of the year, I listen to MLB Network Radio. When baseball's over, I listen to the NFL Network.
See, I get that, but I'm so entrenched in this stuff. Like, I did 2 radio shows yesterday. I was baseballed out. Like, I watched some last night, and then my wife and I were like, all right, let's watch The House of the Dragon since we missed it on Sunday night.
Okay.
Watch that, and then that was that.
I'm just waiting for tomorrow.
I got you,
for
man.
Episode 8.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for tomorrow, oh, yeah. Man. If you came to work feeling good, we're going to make you feel a little bit better, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Bo and Glen Burnie has a message for you. What's up, Bo?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good. Well, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm doing real good now. Jeremy really bailed me out last night. I took those 5 picks he gave, took the last $70 in my account, bet it on a 5-team parlay, woke up this morning, $1,700 in my account.
There you go.
Bo, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I went 5-0 last night.
Bo knows to listen to Jeremy.
Yeah, well, look, it wasn't a great weekend, but anytime you go 5-0 with the fact that I know a lot of my guys that are, you know, subscribing to me are parlaying these games.
$1,700.
Off of $70.
$70.
And I'm waiting. I'm getting ready. I'm posting it now. Like, I went 5-0 in my write-up.
Right.
But, like, I'm waiting for some of the screenshots to come in that usually subscribers send. It's still early. Most of them would send them last night, but it was cool. 5-0 night, and I even gave out the plays on BetQL, so happy about it. What?
Just back and forth between me and Joe.
Oh, you have a working read?
Are you still feeling it? It didn't wear off yet?
Oh, my God.
Sit down.
Oh.
Just sit down.
You. How did you?
Gracious. He kept...
Come on, Panama Red. Put your headset on.
My gosh. Look at this guy, man.
Joe, can you see this? Look at this cat.
Jeez.
He can't stop smiling.
He's not been able to talk because he's been laughing the whole time. Are you okay?
Great. By the way, did you ever think you'd be coming in feeling like this in your life?
No.
Ed. Do more guns make your job harder?
Huh?
Do more guns make your job harder? Just answer the question, Ed.
You got to wait till like hold on. Let me see your eyes.
Do they make your job harder?
Oh, you got to wait till the 9 o'clock hour to ask him this question. We're going to have to hold his hand for this show.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I get a pass. I called.
Oh my God, he's higher than a giraffe's ass.
My goodness. Oh my gosh. Anywho,
you want to ask him how his evening was? I'm not gonna ask an idea.
Well, we had a conversation. It was good and bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't really want to ask him that question because he might, you know, Ed always dwells on the bad. He goes to the dark side all the time.
I got you.
Let's let him stay on the light side right now. You good?
I'm great.
I know.
Well.
My wife's accusing me of things I didn't do, but
yeah, ask him at 9 o'clock, please. Ed, go ahead and relax, my man.
You know, I've been so bad my whole life. I'm so good now. I just don't know why.
This could be an interesting show.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk. I was telling him my favorite part of like my day now is driving into work. I changed my mind. This is it. This is my favorite part.
So yesterday when Chuck sent out the whole NBA thing, I said yes. It started off as sarcasm until Ed responded. Then I side texted Joe and said, let's see how long it takes for me to make Ed's head explode.
By the way, you know with this deal, they can still choose Amazon.
I know they can, and I think they will.
I was told.
I think they will. I don't think they want to be on with them anymore.
I was told somebody in the know that they want to go to Amazon.
Yeah.
It's a tough choice. You're going to start anew somewhere else, but that's a lot of $1.8 billion?
Yeah.
I mean, did you think the NBA was worth that much nowadays?
I think...
This is just a single TV deal.
Now, take me out. I don't think the NBA is really worth that much. I think the NBA with that crew is worth that much.
I think you nailed it.
I think there are times where Shaq, Charles, and you got to throw Kenny in there. I think there are times where they are more must-see TV than the game. Proof is this. I remember being in the barbershop with Robbie, and the guys were talking about Shaq and Charles Barkley, what they were saying,
that at my barbershop,
don't
too.
You do it. Don't you do it. And they were laughing about Charles,
Michelle, and Shaq. Pinky were talking to me.
So I said, I don't know, it just hit, it dawned on me. I said, who played last night? And they stopped. And they couldn't remember who played. They knew everything that Shaq and Ernie and Charles and Kenny said. So I think to that network, that show, along with the NBA, is worth the money.
And by the way, they had one of the best segments ever, who he played for.
Yeah.
When they asked Charles Barkley, what team is this guy on? And he has no idea.
Yeah. Who he played for.
Am I talking to... I'm not talking to you, Ed. Jesus.
And you know, that all started...
Please do.
That all started when Charles Barkley was like... You know, they mentioned somebody years ago. Charles said, who he played for?
Yeah. It turned into a segment, man.
It turned into a segment, who he played for.
It's a great group.
It is. And I think that package, if you throw them in, is worth that kind of money.
Do you know what I think makes that group?
Ernie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the only reason why is because you're not accustomed to seeing a guy at his age that's in on all these things, but he really kind of navigates the show, gets it back on track when he needs to, and he's funny too because he starts busting balls.
And I think he has a way of staying in his lane.
Yep.
He knows what he knows, he knows what he doesn't know, and he'll throw it to them. And I think you talk about Ernie making it. If that network ever said we're going to replace Ernie, I think those other guys will walk away.
And Ed, rose is rose and toes is toes. And if we don't get no toes, then we don't eat no robes. Stupid. That's from Robin Hood Men in Tights. He just starts laughing. You can just throw anything at him.
He started laughing before you finished the punchline.
I can't tell you the things she said to me.
Are we going to commercial?
She's so wrong.
Oh my God.
Let me ask you this. Was she high?
No, she's just
mad.
It's like for no reason.
Would it help if she listened to this segment?
Yes. She just doesn't get it.
My God. My God.
Oh, man. I was in so much pain last night.
It sounds like it.
Oh, it was bad.
Is it your hip?
Yeah. My left leg was numb.
So sciatica?
It fell down.
So it's back even with after the shot?
Yeah.
I told for anybody that has back issues, and it all depends on the person. You can have three of those cortisone shots in a calendar year.
Uh-huh.
I had all three of mine in like the first 4 months. First time it worked really well for me for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then the second time, 2 weeks, the last time, nothing.
My nerves have been doing crazy things. I've had my feet have been hurting. Last night, my back all the way down my hamstrings was just like on fire.
Yeah, that's it.
For no reason.
No, that's the reason. There's a reason. That's it.
That's
sciatica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From my back all the way down to my hamstrings.
It goes, yeah. The hamstrings is the outer calf muscle, yeah.
And it's kind of like your bit when it hits.
Yeah, I woke up.
It was like you're struck by lightning.
I woke up and felt like somebody literally had a torch to both sides of my back.
I told you. Yeah, Ed looked like that old guy that sat on his nuts at that Canadian thing.
Except it hurts worse. I felt my leg went numb, so I just took another gummy. I started medicating myself.
I'm glad you diagnosed it. I just don't like the diagnosis.
Dr. Norris?
Now she's accusing me of cheating. I was home by myself.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
It's a ball rolling down the hill. When does it stop? Nobody knows.
World of Stupid at 6:45, but on the other side, Stephen A. is always looking for clicks.
Ugh.
This time he chose the Ravens. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Lamar, for whatever reason, you know, he gets, there's a lot of great things said about Lamar, but there's a lot of stuff that's said to you got to just scratch your head about and kind of wonder, what's that person even thinking, you know? So, but we take it personally. You know, Lamar's a guy all his life. Lamar Jackson has been a guy who's been answering those same questions. I'm talking about since he was a kid, junior high, high school, college, the draft, the success he's had in the National Football League, and it still comes up.
And that's John Harbaugh from Sunday afternoon defending his quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Something that, you know, he takes that position a lot. And I agree with him. Some of the things that are said about Lamar makes you scratch your head. He's worthy of some criticism. But sometimes people go way over the top. People like Stephen A. Smith from ESPN.
Well, first of all, I would appreciate it if he doesn't make up narratives, because what he was saying was a lie.
What?
And number two, I'd like him to look in the mirror. I respect the hell out of John Harbaugh. I think he's a great coach. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's an elite coach in the National Football League, but he also is somebody that is known for being incredibly honest. We respectfully, Coach Harbaugh, what the hell are you talking about? What is this critique and this criticism of Lamar Jackson? Where is it coming from? There's only one. You haven't been to a Super Bowl. You haven't won a Super Bowl championship. You're a two-time league MVP. There are nine people, Molly, nine people that have won Super Bowl championship that have been two-time league MVPs, okay? Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Johnny Unitas, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, and Patrick Mahomes. Every single one of them have won a Super Bowl championship but Lamar Jackson. That is all we say. Nobody questions his ability. We used to question his ability to throw the football. That's been thrown out the window. We know how electrifying the mercurial of an athlete and a talent and a runner at the quarterback position that he is. We know what type of a game changer this brother is. Lamar Jackson is elite when he got his money, before he got his money. All of us were sitting here saying, wait a minute now. He deserves his bag. Now, be careful, because you negotiate it for yourself.
Yeah.
You understand that your family members were a part of it. We were worried about that because the NFL could be a very complicated apparatus. But at the end of the day, we looked at him and nobody questioned that he deserved his money. Nobody questioned his greatness as a quarterback. Nobody questioned anything other than the fact that you have not won a Super Bowl. Now, let me get to Harbaugh.
Oh, God.
Did he? Oh, we let that go.
Can I say this real quick? So, like, for people that don't know, at ESPN, and I found this out when Anita was working there and doing some stuff, the producers put everything together. All Stephen A. Smith is doing right now is reading off of a sheet of the notes that his producers did all that work. He doesn't know anything about football. He doesn't follow football. He didn't know all the players that won two MVPs or what is it, in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like.
All he knows is the Knicks.
Yeah, and he doesn't even know that, man. I'm sorry. Like, I question his basketball knowledge. I don't know how this overpaid ass clown keeps getting more money. They're firing people left and right. Who's watching this show? Is it just that it's on in every place that cuts hair and every bar out there? I mean, is that what it is?
He's because barbershops.
No, but
I think he is, Rob.
But the point is, like,
it's a racial slur.
No, it wasn't.
Barbershops.
Yeah, I think it was.
It's on in sport clips. Anyway, the point is, like, you look at some of the stuff that he's saying, and there's no validity to it whatsoever. And what are you expecting? What exactly was he lying about that he said he wants his quarterback to be the best quarterback of all time?
No, he's lying because he's saying he gets all of this criticism, and he's saying that Lamar Jackson...
Have you watched football the past 5 years? That guy's gotten more criticism the past 5 years than any other quarterback in the league. It's not even close. He could have the same game Josh Allen has, and we would sit here and bash him and praise Josh Allen because he doesn't do it the way we're used to seeing. Josh Allen's a better passer and all these things that... I mean, come on, man. I'm just so sick of this. Like, you guys have bashed him on national networks over and over again, and then he comes back with that, and you're going, oh, we only did that the first 4 years. Shut up, you ass clown. I can't stand this, man.
And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, Brett Favre won 2 MVPs before he won a Super Bowl. He won 3 MVPs.
Yeah.
But he won 2 before he won a Super Bowl. So,
he threw more interceptions than Lamar ever will.
You're right. What Stephen A. is yes, those guys won 2 multiple MVPs and they won the Super Bowl. But at the same time, when did they win it? You know, let's at the end of the story, they won the Super Bowl. They didn't necessarily come before that. I don't like the guys because they set a culture for sports that I don't like. You know what I mean? They created this GOAT mentality. This guy's a GOAT. That guy's a GOAT. He's not the best. He's not the top five. So a guy can't be good because he's not top five. I don't like the culture of sports that guys like he and the guy from FS1.
Oh, you're talking about Nick?
No. The guy that was with Shannon Sharp.
Oh, Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless. I don't like the culture that these guys set sports, man.
I think Skip Bayless believes what he says.
No, you know, I mean, like, it's the whole thing of hot takes. You know,
yeah, Skip Bayless. That's what I don't like, the hot takes.
Skip Bayless said the other day, who was he talking about with the clutch gene? Like some rookie that he would love to have over an already superstar. And I'm going, what are you talking about? Yeah. You know, like you say things just so we play this, so people watch it on the internet and they get their little click or whatever. It's trash. It's trash sports talk, period. And then they get former athletes that don't even know what the hell they're talking about either. I'm tired of listening to LeSean McCoy talk about basketball when it's clear he knows nothing.
Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen.
How you doing,
good
man?
Good morning.
Yeah. Doing well. How are you? Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Things good. I actually was gonna talk Ravens, but since you guys are talking about this, you guys are 100% right. It's insane. It's just like shock value. It's like shock value. That's why these guys are saying what they're saying, and they're giving, you know, the script or whatever. But it's like Lamar Jackson. On Lamar Jackson, he is a victim of his success. It's like it seems like they're all on the negative, and they're not talking about anything that he does that's like good. It's like it's all.
Well, don't you feel like there's a select group of people that he has to win over, and it's so silly that he has to because I'm not used to seeing a quarterback play this way. I just want the upright 6'5" guy with the strong arm.
I was on a station in Cleveland yesterday, and I said, you know, you guys keep. Everyone keeps comparing Lamar Jackson to these other quarterbacks. I said, okay, once you finish your comparison, now take Lamar Jackson's skill set, and who do you compare to him?
Nobody.
He's one of one. So let's reverse this. This guy's a two-time MVP, and he has no one in the NFL to compare to him. No.
Well, see,
but yet you want to say that he's not worthy because he doesn't compare to the others.
I think you nailed it, man. It's just that. Like, and I get it, because I was one too. In the beginning, I said, this isn't going to work out. Then I watch year two, and I'm going, whew, guess who was wrong? It was me. And it's not a hard thing to do. We're all wrong when it comes down to it. These cats on ESPN, FS1, whatever you want to, they act like they're right about everything. And if they're wrong, hey, let's just take another hot take and keep the thing moving. It's crazy to me, man. It's terrible sports talk.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate y'all taking the call. I do not know what I would do in the morning if I couldn't listen to all three of you guys. That's a fact.
Thank you.
You'd find something.
Oh, God.
But Stephen A., I really used to like him like 20 years ago.
Me too.
But now, you know, with all of the television and the ratings, and that's all he talks about. We're number one. We're number one. And like you said, he's just going to say anything to get a hot take. And it's like, you know, the criticism of Lamar, it's like, guys, come on. At the end of the day, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I don't even understand how people have, at this point, Joe Burrow with the injuries and Josh Allen above Lamar Jackson. I don't understand how you can have Josh Allen above Lamar Jackson. But back to Stephen A., you're correct. He does not – I guess he just forgot all his knowledge or whatever. I don't want to hear him talk about baseball. I damn sure don't want to hear him talk about football. And no, this is the worst. Please, ESPN, do not send him to another UFC event. It is terrible.
He has no idea what he's talking about. Nothing.
He has no idea.
He's one of those guys, if I talk loud, then I'm right. That's him. Honestly.
That's a fact.
And the other part of this, too.
Thanks
is
a lot,
like,
Brandon.
I don't think he's a very nice guy either. And again, I don't have any knowledge of this, but like the fact that you hear stories about his coworkers and even says things on their show like, oh, you know who was in that seat before you? Like, questioning it. Oh, there were other people here. I'm Stephen A. Smith. Who gives a rat's ass who you are? I mean, this is just, it's ridiculous, man.
World of Stupid with Jeremy Connor, 6:45. Jeremy, will settle down.
I'll have Stephen A. Smith in this, right?
Settle down.
But man, on the other side, Mark Andrews, all-world tight end. But is he playing for his next extension this year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I feel awesome. Like I said, I spent a lot of work in the offseason to work on myself, and again, after OTAs, you know, just put in that work, and excited to go out there and help this team and continue to grow in this offense and get better together. And I feel 100%, you know, if not better than I ever have.
Mark Andrews, He enters this season. He'll be 29 on September the 6th. Last year in 10 games, he caught 45 passes for 544 yards and 6 touchdowns. He has not had a 1,000-yard season since 2021, his only 1,000-yard season of his career. His contract runs, Ed, through the end of 2025. Is 2024 a year that he's playing for his next extension? Or you think he's good to go either way?
Good to go either way. He is. I mean, not done enough. I mean, seriously, not done enough yet?
Well, I don't know. I think he's playing for his next extension.
I think he might be playing for a new contract with another team at some point.
Another team, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Or like,
I mean, extension meaning with the Ravens.
Okay. I think, all right, so you're paying your quarterback now, and this is where the tough decisions come in. And I'm not saying I want to get rid of
Mark
Andrews.
But every team has this issue.
So look at Kansas City.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes got paid. They lost Tyreek Hill.
Right.
They were able to keep Chris Jones. They've, kind of shuffled their offensive line. They were able to keep Travis Kelce. And then now they've been moving pieces from the defensive side, the offensive side, and trying to figure out what works. And they've done a really good job of it, but it also helps to have Patty. Patty, I mean, the guy's just so freaking good. It's like, what do you do? But, when you start looking at this, it does make it a little bit more difficult with a guy like Mark Andrews because that's been his favorite target. And I also think Travis Kelce was Pat Mahomes' favorite target as well. There's so many different things you can do with him. But at some point, they've got to make the tough decision on who not to keep.
But they're going
to
keep him.
Well, so I don't know. I don't know, Ed. He's got this year, next year on his contract. I don't know, man. I wouldn't.
I mean, I think he's here for 2 more years, and I think there's a chance.
Yeah, I think he's here this year, next year, and I don't know about the
short
year.
Extension. If there's I don't know. I don't know. Like, he's going to be a good player for quite a few more years.
Who replace him here?
Isaiah Likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It's the chess moves, not these checker moves. Like, they're thinking down the line. At least this is my opinion in the front office. They got to be thinking down the line of what they're going to keep.
I don't think he gets another contract here.
Really?
I don't. I don't think he gets another contract here.
I don't know, man.
I mean, we've seen crazier moves. Tyreek Hill walked away from was run out of Kansas. Tyreek Hill was run out of Kansas City.
Yeah.
In the prime of his career. He hadn't even done all the things that he could do yet. And he was run off. I don't think Mark Andrews gets another contract with the Ravens. I don't think it's because he fell off either. No. I'm not saying that. I don't think he's falling off.
I think they have to make a tough decision.
And I think this is a business decision.
We could be 100% wrong here, like what we're talking about. But if it's not him, it's somebody else.
Somebody else.
Somebody big.
But not him.
A Zay Flowers? Or what are you going to do? You can't pay everybody.
Yeah. No, you can't. But I just find it hard to believe that it's his number one target and has been. And he's either number two or three tight end in the NFL. I mean, you could argue with Kittle and him. And we'll put Kelce as number one. I mean, they have a...
And he's two.
They have an embarrassment of riches over there. I mean, they have Mahomes and Kelce. But Kittle and Andrews are like kind of... They're number two.
Yeah, Kittle's the best blocker in football.
Kittle's the best blocking tight end in the league. And he can catch.
I think he gets erection when he blocks.
How good is Ayuk?
Huh?
How good is Brandon Ayuk?
He's a top 10 receiver that doesn't get rated as a top 10 receiver.
Why is he not signed?
Because they have a lot of other people.
Because it's finances. Yeah. Basically, they know they're going to have to pay the quarterback.
Yeah.
They
got
it's finances.
On a rookie deal.
But they have Debo, and they have, they got Kittle, and they got the best, maybe the best player in the league that's not a quarterback in McCaffrey.
But the reason they've been talking about possibly trading Debo or possibly trading Ayuk is they got to make a tough decision
finances.
On the line.
Yeah, it's all about finances. And I think that's the reason that Mark Andrews is playing in his final 2 years with the Baltimore Ravens. He'll be, 31 years old at the time, which is not old. It's not old. But I just, especially for tight ends, they seem to play a little bit longer than wide receivers.
And how many, when we think about the top tier tight ends, how many have already been on other teams? Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, George Kittle, they've been with their team. But we started to watch guys bounce around the league when they got older. Now, Tony Gonzalez, way down the line. But you start looking at some of the guys, Hockenson's on a new team, right? Yeah. Another top tight end, even though he's coming off an injury. You start watching Jimmy Graham moved on from the Saints. They traded him because they couldn't afford him. The guy led the league in touchdowns. Led the league, all wide receivers and tight ends, with I think 16. And then the Saints went, we got to trade him.
And how old was Tony Gonzalez? How old was Tony Gonzalez when he bounced? 32.
Yeah. So I just think that you know, look, I don't want to see him go by any stretch, but...
No, I'm not saying what I want. I'm just saying what I think because it's a business decision.
No, I just keep repeating that because, you know, there's some jackass out there that's going to go, hey, Khan and Long said trade him or cut him now. It's like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Yeah, not me. They said it.
Ed Norris said he's never leaving.
Wow.
Not me. They said it.
What a jackass.
Oh, my gosh.
Give him some more food, Jeremy. He's hungry.
Is there anything left over from last week? He's going to be eating all that ice cream in there from the ice cream
sofa. Oh, why'd you do it?
Oh, is that coffee ice cream in there? Yes. You take it home.
No, I'm going to have it right now. When's this break?
He's going to heat it up and drink it.
What a weird palate you have, man. You like salt bagels. You like coffee ice cream.
Coffee ice cream is the best.
What?
That's the best.
No, it's not.
Coffee ice cream is the absolute best, man.
I like coffee, but coffee ice cream is not the best.
You don't like anything.
No, I do. I like a lot of things.
I don't think so.
You might be right. I don't like anything.
You don't like Travis Kelce.
You don't like Mark Andrews, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You don't like Mark Andrews.
Mm-mm. I like all the other tight ends. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think but I agree with you, Khan. He is the business decision for the Baltimore Ravens.
They called you Khan.
What is the vein in the middle of your head today?
Oh, my what is God. That? Yeah, it is.
It's poking out of there.
It's my manhood. Did you
have it? It's in your head.
You
got to
see my other vein.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Is that where the doctor cut
you? Isn't that how you got in trouble last night?
Apparently.
Let's go to Shiloh in Baltimore. I'm sorry. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob, good morning, man. Hey.
What's up, man?
I'm listening to you, right? So I'm looking at it like this, Rob. I say after 2 years, he'd be up in age, so I don't think he could demand a big contract. I think they work it out. I don't think he'll leave, Rob, because I'm like Jeremy said, that's his number one when healthy.
31 is not 31 is not up in age for a tight end.
That's not up in age. I don't think I'm just saying we're going to come back to this because, you know, I ain't going nowhere no time soon. All right? We're gonna come back to this, but he goes nowhere.
Let me ask you this. Is Travis Kelce still a man?
Yeah.
Is he still the best tight end in football?
That's why.
Travis Kelce's 34. If he were a free agent right now, he'd get paid. That's 31 is not up in age, Shiloh.
And by the way, you know, Kelce's talking about retirement. That's been on his mind and all these things. His brother just retired. I do think there's that chance that if Mark Andrews signs, as you talked about, an extension, something that works out at the end where they can finagle the money a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, there's always a chance he could stay here. But I do think when all these contracts start coming up, the toughest, they've been so good at drafting.
Yeah.
You got two number one wide receivers. You've got a tight end that you drafted later that put up big time numbers. You just traded for a running back that's, you know, further, probably towards the November of his career.
Right.
And then you look at the defensive side. You know, you just paid Matt Ibike. You're going to have to pay Kyle Hamilton. Roquan Smith got paid.
A lot of miles to feed, man.
I just think that if you draft well, these are problems that you end up having.
Yeah, but I want to reiterate, 31 is not up in age. That's not his age. If he hits free agency after next year, his age will not be a factor.
Yeah.
At all. Not for a tight end. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Jackson Holliday is tearing it up over the past 15 games. Is he proven to the O's front office that he is untouchable? We'll talk about that, answer that question at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, it's the world of stupid, Jeremy Khan.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. I got a story here about a woman that called 911 a bunch of times because she liked ambulance rides.
I just read that.
It's a crazy-ass story. We also got... Oh, come on with these pop-up ads. Stupid. We got a... It's another interesting story. Why did I click on the wrong story here? Now, see, I lost it. Oh, here, we're going to have another.
Lost it a long time ago.
I did lose it a long time ago. We're also going to talk about. I have the wrong story. What? Anyway, I've got some great stories for you. We're going to talk about some missing kids and some other stuff. It's all coming up right here on the Big Bad Morning Show.
Does he even know where he is right now?
No, I just took a picture of him and sent it to our group and said, look at him.
Does he even know?
No.
Ed.
What?
Where are you? Who are you?
What can I do for you?
All right, thanks, man. All right, so a couple stories here. One of which, I just showed you a picture of this young girl, or I think she looks really young to me, okay? She's got braces. Turns out she's 17.
Yeah.
Okay?
She looks 17 to me.
Really? I don't see it. I do not see it at all. Like, I would have thought she was like 13.
You asked me to guess. Is it 17?
Yeah, you did. You guessed, and Ed thought she looked younger in the one picture, but she got like, she looks like a kid with her braces and glasses. Anyway, let me get to the story. So she's engaged. She went missing for 2 months. Her parents couldn't find her. She comes back and she's engaged to a 44-year-old stranger. Now,
she went missing.
Yeah. So she's a Michigan girl. I don't know what the statute of limitations is.
And, the what? Or
statute. Listen to me. Thank you. Even high, he can still correct my grammar. But no, like, you, the age of consent is what I meant.
The painting of limitations. Yeah.
So this girl, like, I don't know what it is in Michigan, how old you can marry someone, have sex, whatever. She looks really young to me. I'm sorry. Penelope, her name is Pennywise.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God, her name is Pennywise.
The legal age of consent in Michigan is 16 years old.
So there's nothing wrong with this. Do you guys see anything wrong with it? A 44-year-old man marrying a 17-year-old girl.
It's legal, but it's not right.
It's like if you had like a stepbrother or stepsister and you fell in love.
You had a bunch of them.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I fall in love with my sisters and brothers. No. You get what I'm saying. Like, it's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do any of these things anymore. But I don't know. That just creeps me out looking at this picture. Joe, look at this picture of this girl. You think she looks 17?
Whether she looks 17 or not, she is, and it's still creepy.
It's like the.
It's creepier because, like, if she looks young, then it's even creepier.
Let me tell you, he could have found a much nicer looking 44-year-old woman.
Jesus, that's what you took away from this?
Yes.
All right, I'm moving on.
Wow.
Don't. That's a horrible looking
kid. Yeah, well, hey, that's somebody's daughter there. She needs love, too.
That's true.
Woman calls 911 nearly 400 times over bogus emergencies for ambulance rides. She likes going in the ambulance. The amber lamps.
Who doesn't?
She's a liar, is what one of her neighbors said. A truth-challenged Ohio woman pleaded guilty this month to 911 calls over like hundreds of times. As you said, almost 400. Kesha Kennedy placed a massive strain on emergency services in the city of Zanesville, diverting critical resources away from people in actual need with the bogus calls dating back to 2020 over 400 times. So what should she get? Like, how do you slap somebody on the wrist for something like this?
Yeah, because you can't take her ability to use 911 away.
But you can't let her to divert services right. For people that need them.
Yeah.
She got 25 misdemeanor counts. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, they're each a misdemeanor, yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know that you can throw the book at her, but something needs to happen, right? Because you...
Yeah. She can't do that.
Start charging her for 911 calls.
Yeah. Every time they come out. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going in an ambulance, you should be paying a lot of money for that ride either way.
That's true, actually, yeah.
So,
but the problem is, people who really need it. If someone died from a heart attack while she's doing this, that's a problem.
Wee.
All right.
Wee. An ambulance.
And it's
Wee.
Me. It's me.
Yeah. See, that little piggy. Wee. Dude, all I want is you to just drop a random wee in throughout the show and see if he smiles. Look at you. Look at us. Who's got it better than us, Ed?
Nobody.
That's right. All right. New Jersey man arrested. This is the one I should have previewed this. Have you ever been upset at an animal for stealing something from you? Like, you know, if you're walking on the boardwalk, those birds come down and... they'll take your funnel cake, your fries, whatever.
The kid, my dog.
German Shepherd stole my girl.
I had one sleep.
Ed?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. A German Shepherd
No. We're moving on from that. I will save him.
So this, I know the story. That's why I wanted him to go.
No.
Ed,
don't do that.
Ed.
Stop it, Rob.
You'll have an air in your ass if you don't tell the story.
Joe, turn his mic off. Right. Ed. So listen, you said your dog stole your... I had a German Shepherd.
I had one slice of pizza, and I turned away, and my dog got it real quickly and ran away with the slice of pizza.
Yeah,
I wanted to kill Dynamite.
That was a dog. We roasted a chicken, and the dog ate it off the counter. It was coming down. I was like, oh, you son of a... Yeah, it was just done. But I didn't... We didn't harm the dog. We didn't do anything to it.
Afterwards, I laughed.
Yeah. New Jersey man's arrested after ripping seagull's head off when it tried to swipe his fries from his daughter.
Wow.
Yikes.
Must be good fries.
A New Jersey man tore
his fries from.
Could you imagine tearing a bird's head off in your hands?
People do it like in concerts and stuff.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne bit off a bat's head, right?
Well, you know how they used to do chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snap their neck.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems aggressive. Franklin Ziegler.
Seems aggressive. Aggressive.
How is he like the grounding force here today?
It seems aggressive.
Aggressive. Seems aggressive.
Oh, man. I'm definitely. I am. Please, the whole show, just we can have a guest on and just do a wee in the background, and he's going to start
laughing. Where's the Cusick here? He's going to love this.
Well, so he was at the Surfside Pier in Maury's Piers and Beachfront Water Parks on the Wildwood Boardwalk. I've never been there. You guys like, do you like Wild? Are you going up the boardwalk?
I've been there before. I've been there. Yeah. Overrated.
Okay. I've heard people say it's better than Ocean City, and then I've heard people go up there and go, ugh, I hate this place.
It's not,
but probably the same.
I don't know who says that. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the boardwalk in Ocean City, but to say that's better, no, stop.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
Stop it.
I mean, it's Ocean City, except with, you know, dark hair. Yeah.
It's all Italian.
Oh, my God. Well, he did this on my wife's birthday when a mooching seagull tried to make out or off with his fries.
Do I know any blonde women from New Jersey?
Probably. There's a ton of Italian women there. That's why so many dark hair.
I don't know. I think I just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to think. When you said it, I'm like,
and I don't know if I know any. For the past segment, if you
know.
Look at you.
Joe has checked out. Joe has checked out. I got nothing to do with this.
The guy ripped the damn bird's head off for eating some French fries. Or it said it tried to swipe fries and he just
went. Where the fries from?
From I don't know, just on the boardwalk.
Because if they're hot fries. Freshly made McDonald's fries. I don't
Thrashers.
Know. Huh? Yeah.
Thrashers.
Thrashers is good. I don't know. Do they have Thrashers in New Jersey?
No.
With all their Italian women in?
They got a Thrasher.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name? You like a Thrasher?
Joe is mimicking Italians now.
Is he? Yes. So there we go. Did. Anyway, that's your World of Stupid. Don't be ripping birds' heads off.
Kim McCusick joins us for film study. Baltimore at 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Talk about the Ravens training camp. But on the other side, Jackson Holliday looks like he's back on track for the past 15 games. Is he now untouchable as the trade deadline approaches? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.